Today's daf is Tmura daf. Hey, we are holding on daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are about to embark on the probably the most famous, biggest sugya in Maseches Tmura, and that is the sugya of I Avid Mahani, I Avid Lo Mahani. Fundamentally, the Machlokas, Abaye, and Rava that we're about to see is when the Torah tells me that I'm not allowed to do something. In general, there are exceptions no matter which way you hold, because there are psukim that tell us that there are exceptions, but in general, when the Torah says I'm not allowed to do something, is the Torah robbing me of the ability to accomplish that, or is the Torah telling me I'm not allowed to do it? If I do it and I accomplish it, I'm going to get punished for doing it, but I still have the ability to accomplish that which the Torah tells me that I'm not allowed to do. That is the machlokas. So says the Gemara, let's see it inside 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Abaye, kol milsa dam rachmana lo sa'avid im avid mahani. Whatever the Torah tells me not to do, if I do it, it still works. It's just that I violated what the Torah wants from me. Disal kadai techlo mahani, because if you're going to say that it doesn't work, am I lucky? Why would I get malchus? At the end of the day, I didn't accomplish anything. I should only get malchus if I accomplish something neged the Ratzon HaTorah. So that's by Yisra'iyah that it must be that it does work. Rava Amar Lo Mahani Midi. Rava says, no, it does not work at all. Torah says not to do something, it means I don't have the ability to do it. V'hai D'Laki, so why do I get Malkus if I don't have the ability to accomplish that which the Torah tells me not to do? Mishum Da'avar Amem Rad Rachmanahu. It's simply because I have violated that which the Torah has said. Now Tosus points out, difficulty within Rava, Kasha im kein shochet pesach al chametz lifsol. The halacha is that you're not allowed to shecht losishcha al chametz dam zivchi. You're not allowed to shecht the korban pesach when you still have chametz in your possession. So not allowed to. So according to Rava, that should mean that if I shecht the korban pesach while I still have chametz, the korban pesach should be pasul. It should be an invalid korban pesach because the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. And Rava holds lo mahani. And yet we know the halacha is that if I shecht korban pesach while I still have chametz, it is a valid korban. So says Tosos Yeshlomer Dibushalm Yesh Krola Hachshir. And that's the answer to all of the questions. The Gemara is going to have dozens of questions on Abaye, on Rava, to try to prove one way or the other. And the answer to almost all of them is, well, there's a pasuk over there. So it turns out the actual machlokas, Abaye and Rava, where it actually applies, seems somewhat limited. Because every single time we were able to prove mahani, so Rava will say, yeah, that's a pasuk that it's mahani. Every time we're able to prove lo mahani, Abaye will say, yeah, that's a pasuk that it's lo mahani in that circumstance. Rashi writes that Rava and Abaye are cholek by lo saseis, by every lo saseh in the Torah, that it says lo savid. If you look at Rashi, lo savid in the second to last line, lo saseh, that when it comes to violating a lo saseh, so that's the machlokas, whether it's mahani or lo mahani. So Shidum Gretzis explains that it doesn't necessarily have to be a lo saseh in terms of hishamer pen al, that it has to be something in the Torah in a lashon of a lo saseh. It means anything that you're not allowed to do, even if it happens to be a lav haba mechlal aseh. And the raya is that the Gemara is going to ask from a case of Torim in Hara'a ala Yafa, that if a person, the halacha is not allowed to take truma from lower quality produce to work for higher quality produce. Torah min ara ala yafa. So the Gemara is going to ask whether the Gemara is going to try to prove from that case that it's mahani or lo mahani when the Torah says not to do something. Now that is not a lo saseh. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk mikol chelbo tarimu, which is a mitzvah saseh. So it's a lav haba mechlal aseh that you're supposed to take from the yafa al hayafa, and therefore we learn lav haba mechlal aseh not to take from the ra'a on the yafa. So that's how the Shidum Gvetza says it's lav dafka that it's on lo saseis per se. It's really on anything that is that you're not allowed to do, even if it's only a lav haba mechlal asei. There is a Pnei Yeshua Maseches Gittin, however, that disagrees and says that no, when Rashi says lo saseh, he means dafka lo saseh. That this whole discussion, Pnei Yeshua and Gittin, Daf Tzadi, at the end of Gittin, this whole discussion is only about lo saseh. So the Rabbi Yehuda wonders in a tshuva in Madura Tinyana or Chaim Sim Kuf Chavtes that how could the Pnei Yeshua say such a thing? What about Teruma? What about Tari Min Ara Aliyafe? That's clearly a lava ba mechala say, it's not a lo saseh. So you have to figure out maybe there is a lo saseh involved over there as well. That's what some of the Rishonim try to figure out, if there's maybe a lo saseh by Torah Min Hara Aliyafa. The Tosos's issue with Karban Pesach is also an interesting issue, because Tosos raised this issue about when you bring Karban Pesach, when you have chametz, that according to Rava we should say lo mahani, that it's an invalid karban. So some of the Achronim, the El Shlomo, just points out that it's a little bit strange to ask from kachim that it shouldn't work, because by kachim, in order for something to be possible, you always need shana lava kasav la'akev. That's rule number one of kachim, is you need a double pasuk to teach me that it's ma'akev. So just stam to say that the Torah says not to do it, and therefore it should be ma'akev, it should be pasul, well, that's not really enough by kachim. That's the kasha tosos is a little bit perplexing. You don't have a double pasuk. So, and in fact, Tosos and Maseches Pesachim writes that that's the reason that when you shochet Karban Pesach ala chametz, that it's not pasul, is because you don't have a double pasuk, not because of the Yavid Mahani or anything of that nature or any other pasuk. Simply that teaches me that it's Mahani. No, you simply don't have a second pasuk to tell me that it's lo Mahani. So that's a wild card over here within the discussion of Tosos. So now the Gemara is going to embark on a long slew of questions from all over Shas to try to prove whether Mahani or Lo Mahani. In today's daf alone, we're going to have 10 cases where the Gemara is going to try to prove from whether it's Mahani or Lo Mahani. So number one, Meisvei, Ones Shegiresh. If let's say a man, Rachman al-Tzlan, a man rapes a woman, and the halacha is that he has to marry her and take care of her, so if Lo Yushalcha Kol Yom, if he's not allowed to be Meshaleach, or he's not allowed to divorce her, so for the rest of their lives. So let's say he divorces her. Im Yisrael hu makzir vein aloka. So if he's a Yisrael, he should remarry her, and he will not get malchus. V'i amr t'kivin dover amemr d'rachman alaki. But if you're going to say that any time you violated what the Torah wants from you, like Rava holds, that you're going to get malchus, hanami lilki. So you should get malchus over here as well, because even though you can remarry her, but the bottom line is you violated that which the Torah wanted from you. It doesn't matter whether it's mahani or lo mahani. The bottom line is you violated what the Torah wants, so you should get malchus according to Rava. Tiyufta de Rava, so tiyufta on Rava. Why is it okay according to Abaye? So Rashi writes that teinach la Abaye damer dehech de mahani lilki lachik tani hachadein aloka. Abaye holds that the only reason you would ever get malchus is because your actions were effective. What you did accomplished something. Over here, by divorcing her, you accomplished nothing, because now you just have a chiyuv to take her back. So since nothing was accomplished, for Abaye, it's going to make sense that you're not going to get malchus. You only get malchus when you do accomplish something. But according to Rava, you even get malchus when you don't accomplish anything. So over here, in this case, where you don't accomplish anything, you should still get malchus, even though you have to take her back. And the Gemara is equating that. This is the leap that the Gemara is making. The Gemara is equating the fact that you have to take her back with not accomplishing anything with your gerushin. The Gemara assumes that that's called that your gerushin was totally ineffective, didn't mean anything, because you have to take her back anyway. So even though you didn't accomplish something, according to Rava, you should still get malchus. So it's a tiyufta de Rava. Amar lach, so Rava will answer you, Shaini hasam da amar kra, kol yamav. No, we have a special pasuk, and that's always going to be the answer. Special pasuk teaches me that case is different. Pasuk says kol yamav, so we learn kol yamav ba'amod v'achzir, that throughout their entire lifetimes, he has a requirement to remarry her. If you look at Rashi, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yamav, dimashmer de kol yamav lo yuchal l'shalcha, dimgirish yachzir de kol yamav ba'amod v'achzir kai. That kol yamav teaches me that the iser to divorce her is to divorce her forever, but when he divorces her, he has a chiv to marry her back whenever he can. V'hilkach lo avar ha-meimer d'rachmana, and therefore you haven't really violated the meimer d'rachmana. The meimer d'rachmana is not to divorce her forever. Since you're going to remarry her, because the Torah requires you to remarry her, you haven't divorced her forever. That's why Rava would say you're not going to get malchus, because you haven't really violated the meimer d'rachmana. Tosos raises a very fundamental question. He says, wait a second, the Gemara's whole assumption over here is that the gerushin didn't work because anyway you have to marry her. So what is she? Is she an Eishes Ish or is she not an Eishes Ish? When you divorced her. So with the Gemara's whole presumption is, oh, that's called that it didn't work, that it didn't accomplish anything. Because she's Ba'amod V'Achzir, you have to remarry her. So is she or is she not an Eishes Ish? If you look at Tosfos on the second skinny line, V'im Tomar, Kivin D'lo Mahani Gerishin, L'chayiv Habal Al Mishum Eishes Ish, Afilu Kodem Chazara, V'koi Nami, Amai Loka V'Eino Machzir, Havlo Namim D'lo Chala Get Klal. I don't understand. If the Gerishin didn't work, then anyone who sleeps with her after the Gerushin should be chayiv for sleeping with an Eishes Ish. And the Kohen should be able to remarry her if the Gerushin didn't work. She's not a Grusha, so you should be able to remarry her. How can we say that it doesn't work, that it's Lomahani, that what you did was completely ineffective? V'yishlomer di'iskish Gerushin l'misa. G'darim parakamid l'gidushin iskish misa l'gerushin. Hachinami iskish Gerushin l'misa. That there's a hekish between Gerushin and misa. And we darshan as follows. Ma misa motziya mirushos habal av Gerushin. Just like misa takes her out of the rishos habal, so too Gerushin takes her out of the Rishos Habal. So even though the Gerushin is not completely effective, it's effective enough, like Misa, in that it makes her not an Eishes Ish anymore. Nodi Bihuda in a tshuva in Madura Tinyana Evne Ezer Sim Kuf Chav Tes writes that he doesn't understand where this hekish comes from. He says we don't find this hekish anywhere. This idea that we're umakish misa legerishin. In the Haggah from the Ben HaMechaber by the Nodi Bihuda on the side of Nodi Bihuda, he says, what do you mean we don't find? Tulsa tells you exactly where we find it. It's a Gemara Kiddush in Gimel Amud Beis that we find this hekish between Gerushin and Misa. So what they the Achronim write is what the Nodi Bihuda must have meant is meaning the Agami Ben HaMechaber says that even though we do find Misa is Hukash LeGerushin, we don't find Gerushin as Hukash LeMisa. We don't find that it works in the other direction. There's a rule in Hekesh LeMechza. Whenever you have a Hekesh, it has to be complete. So the Chavis Yair says, no, that doesn't mean that it has to go in two directions. It means in the direction that the Hekesh goes, it has to be complete. You can't apply some of the halachas and not all of them, some of the ideas and not all of them. You have to apply all of the ideas in that direction, but not that it has to necessarily go in both directions. So the Buddha doesn't know where this hekesh is even coming from. And furthermore, the Buddha is bothered that even if you're going to say that there is a hekesh between Gerushin and Misa, how's it shaykh to compare a get puzzle to Misa? I mean, the Gemara's whole question is that this get isn't really a valid get because you have to, she's Ba'amod V'Achzer, you have to remarry her. So it's not a real chrysalis, it's not a real severing of ties between husband and wife. So what's Tosfos's answer? Oh, but we compare it to Misa, and therefore she shouldn't be an Eishes Ish because we compare it to Misa. We compare get to Misa, meaning a kosher get. Would you say that a get that doesn't have the halachas of a get, that doesn't have the shame ish and shame isha and shame amakum, that also is going to, and the zman and all, that also is going to be compared to Misa? It's a puzzle get. What do you mean we compare it to Misa? Very, very difficult to understand what Tosfos is talking about. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that maybe what Tosfos means is as follows, that we're makish gerushin l'misa, that just like an anusa becomes muteres when the man who raped her dies, meaning he marries her but then he dies, obviously she's muteres, and the ishus is not so strong that it's going to aser her even la'achar misas baila, so too le'inyin aget, that it must be that an onus, if the onus has the ability to sever the marriage by dying, he must also have the ability to sever the marriage by giving a get. So we're saying that it shouldn't be a pasul get, because if we're really makish getting gerish in the Misa, then just like Misa has the ability to be chal in this case, Gerushin must also have the ability to be chal in this case. It at least is something that has to be in play, that it's something that could happen in this case. So therefore, the get is a valid get. Lishna Achrina, back in the Gemara now, after the two dots, Lishna Achrina, we have another way of asking, based on the same source, except now we're going to ask it in the reverse. On Abaye, not a kasha on Rava, Meisvei, Onash, Gerushin Mishra, Lumachzir, Ve'nilokavim, 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 if he's Yisrael and he divorced the woman that he had raped, so he has to remarry her and he does not get Malkus. If he's a Kohen, he gets Malkus and he does not remarry her. But Katanimiya Mishalu Machzir, at the end of the day, it says that if he's Yisrael, he remarries her. Tiyufta da Abaye. So this is a Tiyufta There's a tziyufta on Abaye. Why? Because Abaye said that mahani, because right, Abaye said that anything that the Torah says not to do, if you do it, it does work. And over here we see that lo yuchal shalcha, that he's not allowed to divorce her, and it's lo mahani. It doesn't work when he divorces her, because he's tzarech lachzira. He has to remarry her. If it worked, then he wouldn't have to remarry her. She would be gone. So it's a tziyufta on Abaye. So it says Gemara, shayni yasam drachman amar kol yamav. Normally, when the Torah says not to do something, if you do it, you've accomplished it. But over here, the Torah goes out of its way to say, Kol Yamav, to teach me that you have to go and remarry her as long as you and her are still alive. Rava Amarlach, Rav would say to you, why do I need the words Kol Yamav? Anyway, I learned that Lo Mahani, so what difference does it make whether it says Kol Yamav or not? Either way, you're going to have to take her back because your gerushin was invalid. E Lo Kasav Rachmana, Kol Yamav, Havamin. I would think he gets Malkus for the lav, and he still has to remarry her because he violated Stam, a lav. The reason it says Kol Yamav is to teach us that this is a lava nita klase. That Kol Yamav teaches me that yes, I violated a lav, the man has violated a lav by divorcing her, but it's nita klase, he has a chiyuv to take her back, he has a chiyuv to remarry her. In lava nita klase, you don't get malchus. That's what Rav is going to do with the words Kol Yamav. Okay, but all of that was one source that we tried to use to prove one way or the other in the machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Now number two. Again, we're going to have 10 in today's daf. So source number two. V'aretori min ara ala yafad. Rachman on mikol chelbo in guru and lo. That the halach is, you're not allowed to be torim min ara ala yafad. You're not allowed to take truma from lesser produce to exempt better produce, from lesser quality to exempt a higher quality produce based on the gzeres hakasav. V'tanan ein tor min ara ala yafad. V'im taram truma so truma. Yet the Mishnah tells us that if you do it, the truma is valid. Alma mahani. So it seems that it does work, even though the Torah says not to do it. Tiyufta de Rava. So there's a tiyufta on Rava. Rava says when the Torah says not to do it, it means I don't even accomplish anything. So again, Amalcha Rava. Rava will say, you're right, but over there it's different. Shaini hasam krabi la. We darshan like a rabbi la. Dam rabbi la. Minayin l'tar min aral yafash truma so truma. How do I know that if you're torim from lesser produce to better produce, that the truma is valid? If it weren't valid, why would it be nesius chet? It says lasis alav chet, that you are going to bear the sin. What do you mean you're bearing the burden of the sin? If you didn't do anything, you're not bearing anything. You violated what the Torah wanted of you, but you're not bearing anything. So it must be mikan l'torim min ara l'yafa shetruma sotruma. Then no, you were effective, and therefore you're living with the consequences of doing something wrong because it was effective. Effective. So that's a special gzeres hakasav in that case, that it is effective. What does Abaye need the pasuk of losis alav chet for? La Abaye lav da amrachmana losis alav chet havamina hachya amrachmana avid mitzvah min amuvchor v'yilavid chote lo mikri. And Abaye would say, no, without the pasuk of losis alav chet, I would say that the Torah is telling me that you should do a mitzvah min amuvchor, and if you don't do a mitzvah min amuvchor, that it's a mitzvah min amuvchor to be torah min ayafa aliyafa and not min ara aliyafa. But if you don't, you're not a chote, it's nothing bad, you didn't violate an avera, it's just a din l'charchila, a mitzvah min amuvchor. So that's why Abaye says, l'siswa l'avchet is necessary to teach me that it's an avera, that it's bad to be torah min ara aliyafa. So that's why what Abaye is going to do with l'siswa l'avchet, because Abaye anyway would know that it's mahani, because Abaye holds whenever the Torah says not to do something. I avid mahani. Rava needs osis olavchet to tell me that it's mahani in this case, that because normally it would be lo mahani. Shidum Betzes just asked, why doesn't the Gemara ask from a different case of truma? There's a halacha that you're not allowed to be mafrish shalom min amukaf, that you have to be mafrish from produce that's near each other. I can't be mafrish from produce that's in a different city and produce that's in to cover produce that's in this city. And yet the halacha is if you term shalom min amukaf, Gemara in Tumura, in Truma, that if you tariff shalom and amukaf, that it does work, that it is valid. So why doesn't the Gemara raise that as a question? So Shidum Beta suggests that the isra of mafresh shalom and amukaf is also learned from this pasuk of losis olav chet parim chemes chalba menu. That the same idea it comes from the same pasuk. So just like the Gemara answered over here, that where would the nesias chet be if not for the fact that it was mahani, the Gemara could answer advance give the same answer for that case as well. Where would the chet be if not for the fact that it's mahani? Tosfos raises an important question that is answered by a good number of Rishonim and Achronim. Tosfos raises the question, how could the Gemara try to prove from the fact that there's a chet that the Truma is Chal? What do you mean? The fact that you bear a sin means the Truma is Chal? No, that just means that you violated the Torah. Violating the Torah is a Chet. Violating the Ratzon Hashem, whether it's effective or not, is a Chet. How do you learn from those Sisuel of Chet that the Truma is going to be Chal? So Tosas suggests that because to tell me that I violated the Torah, you don't need to tell me Los Sisuel of Chet. Just give me the drasha that I'm not allowed to do it. Why do you have to then add, and if you do it, you're going to bear the burden of the sin? That implies that there's something more than just violating the Ratzon HaTorah, violating the commandment of the Torah, that there's something more lasting than just violating the Ratzon HaTorah. And that's the Ikar Raya that the Gemara is bringing. The Shittim Gubet says, adds just a little more. He says, from the fact that it says Vosis Olav Chet, it must be that the Chet is greater than any other over Avera, in the sense that you're bearing it means that you're still with it after, meaning the words themselves imply Vosis Olav Chet, Tos Yishanim Yivamis writes like this also, that the words themselves imply that you're still with the Avera, you're carrying the Avera with you after you've already done it. If it were a situation where Yavud Lo Mahani, I just violated what the Torah said, so I'm not carrying it with me going forward. It's something I did once, and now it's over. Now I'm moving on with my life. Lo Sisu Lo Chet means that it's still, whatever I did has accomplished something, it's still there. They quote from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim had in the Grach al Hashas, in discussing Torah min Aral Yafa, suggests a different answer to this Kasha Tosos. Very brilliant answer. He says, the Torah min Aral Yafa, what's the Avera? Is the Avera that you were Torah min Hara'a, or is the Avera that you were not Torah min Hayafa, al Yafa? So he says, the Avera is not in being Torah min Hara'a. What could be bad about that? You took something and you gave it to a Kohen, a Struma. That's wonderful. You didn't do anything terrible. The Avera is that you've now stopped yourself from being able to be Torah min Hayafa for that produce. And really, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to give min Hayafa. So if it were true that when you're Torah min Hara'a ala Yafa, that what you did not accomplish anything, that it was lo mahani, that you just violated the Ratzon HaTorah, but it didn't work and the Truma wasn't Chal, so what do you still have? You still have Tevel. And therefore, what can you do? You could still be Torah min Hayafa. So then you haven't really violated anything. You haven't done anything bad. It's only because you were Torah min Hara'a ala Yafa that, and it was mahani, that it worked, that it took away your ability to be Torah min Hayafa, and once it takes away your ability to be Torah min Hayafa, that's the real Avera. That's how Reb Chaim understands it. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Now, the third possible source to be poshet the Shaila of Yavid Mahani, Yavid Lo Mahani, Vaharemi min al Sheino Mino, sticking in the world of Truma. If you are Mafrish Trumas Maisos from one min to cover another min, I take chitim to cover my sa'orim, or sa'orim to cover my chitim. Dom Rachmana kol chelev yitzar, litin chelev zev, chelev zev. The pasuk says, we learn it from kol chelev yitzar, that each min needs its own separate afreshes trumas maestros. Utnan, ein tarmin min al sheino minu, vim taram, ein truma so truma. And it says that if you do it, al min al sheino minu, it's ineffective. Alma lo mahani, we see that Rav is right, that it doesn't work when the Torah says not to do something. So Abaye will tell you, no, the reason why it doesn't work over there is Shiny Hasum Domakar Reishisam, Reishis Lazev, Reishis Lazev. Special pasuk dafka to tell me that it doesn't work, that you need a Reishis for each of the for each item that you're being mafresh. V'cheinam Rabbi Ula, Reishis, and Rabbi Ula also dashes from Reishisam. Ula Rava, Ilav, Dom Rachman, Reishis, Havamina, Tirosh V'yitzar, D'chsiv Bu Chelev, Chelev Udein Tar Mizal Zeh, Aval Tirosh V'dagan, Dagan V'dagan, D'chad Chelev K'siv Bu, Kitar Mehai Ahai, Lo Laki. And Rava would say, now I would have thought that that's only true of Tirosh V'yitzar, that you need Mikol Min. Reishisam is needed to tell me that it's true of Dagan, it's true of all other types of Minim as well. Kasar Rachman, Reishisam, Litin Chelev, that every single min needs its own truma. But that's why Rava used the word reshisam. But anyway, Rava would know without reshisam that lo mahani, that when you are toreim from one min on another min, that it is an invalid form of truma. Lishna achrina, another way of using this same raya, hatirosh v'dagon dechad chelav k'sibuhu tarmei hayahai, kas rachmana reshis, that tirosh v'dagon, where it's chad chelav, that's where I would think that you can be toreim from one on the other, meaning that's what Rava is using reshisam, not that I would have thought that it's only a din that you can't be toreim from one on the other by tirosh v'dagon, but no, that dafka that's where I dafka would have thought you can be toreim from one on the other, and that's where reshisam tells me you cannot be toreim from one on the other. Period. That's the end of raya number three. Raya number four: v'harei charamim, familiar territory for us. What about charamim? So Damar Rachman pasuk says lo yimacher v'lo yigael. That's something that's made as a cherim. The halacha is, cannot be redeemed, utnan, and yet we have a mission that says, cherme kohanim, ein lahem pidyon, the shita changes it to, ein lahem pidyon, ella nitanim lekohanim, nosan lekohanim, that charamim don't have pidyon, rather you give them to a kohen, alma lo mahani. So we see that ein lahem pidyon implies that if you try to be podit, it will not work. So tiyufta da baye, this is a tiyufta na baye. Abaye says that which the Torah tells me not to do, if I do it, it does work. And yet over here we see beferish that it does not work by charamin. So amar lach, shayni hasam, dom rachmana, kodesh kadashim hu. Bahavyaso yehe. Abaye has a drasha. Pasuk says, kodesh kadashim hu. So we darshin hu, meaning that it's not yotzi l'chulin alide pidyon. That even if you try to be podit, it's hu, it always stays in its state of kedusha. It will never be yotzei lepidyon. The Briska Rav raises a suffix. The din that you're not allowed to be poda, cherme kohanim, is that a din that it's a type of kedusha, that it's a depth of kedusha, that it's so kadosh it can't be niftes, just like there are certain kedushos that are shayach pidyon, there are certain kedushos that are just on such a deep level of kedusha that it's not shayach pidyon? Or maybe no, the kedusha is the same kedusha. The cherme kohanim are the same kedusha as any other type of kedusha which you can be podah. It's just an external din that you're not allowed to be podah cherme kohanim, but it's not a reflection of the inherent kedusha of cherme kohanim. So the Briska Rav is mochiach from our sugya that what are we bringing a raya from cherme kohanim? We're trying to raise a kasha on the sheet of Abayi who holds yavad lo mahani. But if the reason that it's not niftes is not because of a din that you're not allowed to be podah, the reason it's not niftes is because of the depth of its own kedusha, so what's it shaykh to yavad lo mahani? The ikar din is that there's no pidyon. It's just that's the nature of its kedusha, that it can't be niftes. It has nothing to do with the Torah telling me what I can do and I can't do. It's not that it's an iser to be podah, it's that the depth of the kedusha doesn't lend itself to pidyon. Elamai, from the fact that the Gemara brings this as a raya, tells me that it's not a reflection on its inherent kedusha, but that it's an external din, that there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be poda. Oh, there's a halacha I'm not allowed to be poda? So halachas are subject to the machlokas, Abaye and Rava, whether they're mahani or lo mahani. But it's not a reflection of the etzem ha-kedusha. That's the Briska Rav's raya to be poshed his suffix. He has other rayas as well, from other Gemaras, Gemara in Erech and Gemara in Tzvachim, but that's the Ikar Raya as far as we're concerned for today. Ula Rava. Now, what's Rava going to do with that word who? What's who coming to teach me? Hai hu l'mu'ute b'char. That's coming to exclude b'char. D'tanya, b'b'char ne'amar lo sifta v'nimkar hu. By b'char it says lo sifta and it can be sold. B'maisa ne'amar lo yigael v'enu nimkar. B'maisa it says lo yigael and cannot be sold. Lo chai lo shachat lo tam v'lo balmum. Can't be sold in any state whatsoever. Not as chai, shachat, tam, balmum, anything. So but a b'char can be sold. So that's what the word who is coming to exclude. Fine. Now raya number five, I think we're up to. In terms of being poshet, this machlokas, trying to prove one way or the other in this machlok between Abaye and Rava, and Raya number five is the reason that it appears in Maseches Temura. Vare Temura, what about Temura? Damar Rachman lo yachlifen v'lo yamir. So the Torah says you may not do Temura, you may not exchange the kedusha from one animal to another animal. Vitana, and we learn lo shadam rashay lahamir elishim hamir mumar v'sovik esarbaim. It's not that you're allowed to be meimir, but if you do it, it does work. It is mahani, and you'll get malchus for what you did. Salma Mahani. So you see explicitly that it does work. Tiyufta de Rava, so it's a Kashon Rava. Rava said whenever the Torah says I'm not allowed to do something, it's lo Mahani. And over here we see that it is Mahani. So Malach, Shaini Hasam, Damakra, Vayahu, Tumuraso Yekodesh. Over here it's a special pasuk. Pasuk tells me, Vayahu, Tumuraso Yekodesh, that it's going, the pasuk is beferish, that it's Mahani, that the Kedusha is Chal on both animals. Ula Abaya, Abaya would respond, why do I need a pasuk over here? After all, it's always Mahani. Ilav Damar Rachman of Vayahu, Tumuraso, Havamin Etetzi. Now, had it not said Hu Tmarasa, I would have thought, yes, it's Mahani, in the sense that when you take animal number one that has Kedusha, and you're machlifit for animal number two, I would have thought, good, it worked in the sense that animal number two is now Kadosh, but animal number one lost its Kedusha. Why do I need the Pasuk to tell me that even though animal number two becomes Kadosh, animal number one still retains its Kedusha? That's what the pasuk is coming to teach me, but not to tell me that animal number two is kadosh. Of course, it's kadosh. We always say kamos adam rachman alo savid. According to Abaye, yavin mahani, it's always going to work. So that's obvious that it will be kadosh. The shidim gwetzes is bothered over here. What is the gemara even thinking by raising this as a kasha? The gemara tried to raise this as a kasha at Rava. Why is it working over here? The gemara says, yeah, because the pasuk says that they're both kadosh. It's a beferish. It's not a drasha. It's not, you know, that we're darshaning from a who or from a, you know, an extra word in a pasuk. Pasuk says beferish vayahu utmuraso yia kodesh. It's obvious what Rav is going to answer over here. How does Gemara even begin to ask this question? So she says the Gemara is really just using this as an introduction to explain what Abaye is going to do with the pasuk. I mean, even though it couches it as a kasha on Rava, and then the answer is, oh, there's this beferish pasuk, and then we only say, oh, what's Abaye going to do with that pasuk? Really, our kavana the whole time was just to figure out what Abaye is going to do with that pasuk. That was clearly the goal in embarking on this discussion entirely. Svasema says, no, the yisod of Tmura is that you're mechal the kedusha of a karban on a behema of chulin. That you take the kedusha of karban number one, of animal number one, and you transfer it onto an animal of chulin. The Torah's mechadish that the kedusha doesn't leave the first animal either. Meaning, even though that the behema of chulin is nitvas per kedusha, becomes kadosh itself, the kedusha doesn't leave the first animal. So the makshon thought, says the Sfas Emes, when the Gemara asked this kasha, it thought from the lashon of the Mishnah, she'im hemir mumar, that be'emes, it did work, the mice of Tmura works even to take the kedusha away from the first karban, but there's a gzeres hakasa that a new kedusha is chal in the first karban. Meaning, what are the mechanics? When I say that I'm taking a kedusha of animal number one, I'm transferring it to animal number two. We know at the end of the day, the Torah tells me they're both kadosh. But what are the mechanics of that? They're both kadosh in that the kedusha was extended beyond animal number one, and now is chal in animal number two as well. But nothing changed about animal number one. Or do we say no? I actually effectively took the kedusha off of animal number one, put it on animal number two, and now the Torah's mechadish that there's a new kedusha on animal number one. So the Makshan thought, from the Lashon the Mishnah Shem Hemir Mumar, it's the latter, that I've actually removed the Kedusha from animal number one, it's gone to animal number two, and the Torah's Mechadesh, there's a new Kedusha on animal number one as well. So that's what the Gemara is asking. According to Rava, why is the Kedusha Yored from the carbon at all? It should be Lomahani. So it must be the fact that Behemoth Schulin is Nasa Kodesh, that we weren't asking about. Why does the second one become Kadosh? That we know that it becomes Kadosh. The real Kasha was about the first one. That's how the Sfas Emes understands the whole Shakla Vitari over here. Okay, number six now. Raya number six. Raya Bechor, Dam Rachman al Sifta. By Bechor, Pasuk says, Lo Sifta, Utnan, Yeshlen, Pidyon, Ultmurasein, Pidyon, Chutzman, Abchor, Min Amaiser. And it says that all other kinds of Karbanos have Pidyon, except for Bechor, because it says, Lo Sifta. Alma lomahani. So you see that it's lomahani. That when the Torah says don't do it, it means you can't do it. Tiyufta dabaye, it's a tiyufta nabaye. Armalach, no, Abaye will answer you. Shiny yasam damakra, haim bav yasam yehu. Special pasuk that tells me that they always remain kadosh, that a bechor cannot be, the kedusha of bechor cannot be undone. Well, larava hai haim lomali. So what's Rava going to do with haim, which implies that it has to remain intact? Hein Kraven Vein Tumuras and Kraven. Now I use it for a different drasha, that they can be Nikrav, but their Tumura can't be Nikrav as a carbon. Ula Baye Hai Svar Minale. Where's Abaye gonna know that din from? Im Sharim Sel Hashem Hu Lashem Karvein Tumuras and Kraven. That we darsh in that Lashem Karav, that the Bukhar is Karav Lashem, but its Tumura cannot be Karav. V'Rava, and Rava would respond, won't Rava be able to learn it from that same drasha? Why does he need Haim to teach it to me? Yeah, Rava would use that drasha of Lashem, and he doesn't need Haim to tell me that the Tumura cannot be Karav. So, Elahim Lamali, what does Rava do with the word Haim? Rava uses Haim to teach me that if you have a Bukhara Meiser, that their blood gets mixed in with other Karbanos, that the blood could still be brought on the Mizbeach. Where's Abaye going to know that from? Mivalakach, midama par, midama sayer. Pasuk says you take from the dama par, dama sayer, velo dama par, meruva mishal sayer. The dama par and dama sayer is all mixed together, and there's way more dama par than there is dama sayer, because a cow has more, a bull has more blood than a goat does. So mikan laolin shem vatlin zazeh. So you see from there already that when blood of two karbanos gets mixed in with each other, no matter the ratio, they're not mevatl each other. It's still called dama par. That's Rabbi Yoshia's shita. The Rava, and Rava would say, no, Hasa, why can't Rava learn from there? Why does he need Haim to teach this to me? No, Rava holds by the Dama Par Dama Sayer, they're not mixed together. He holds each one is done separately. So that's why it's still Dama Par Dama Sayer. He needs Haim to teach me that when you mix the blood of multiple karbanos, that they're not going to be considered batel. Period. That's the end of Raya number 6. That's the longest ensuing discussion we've had so far. Raya number 7. Very meiser, dam rachman aligal, lutzan yeshlan pidyon tmurosein, chutzman abcharman a meiser. What about meiser? It says that there's no pidyon, and yet, you're not allowed to be poda, and we have a mission that says, and it doesn't work, alma lomahani, pidyon won't work on it, so we see that lomahani, tiyufta dabai, it's a tiyufta nabai, who said that, komus damarchon lo savidi avid, mahani, so amalach, shayni asam dialof aver aver mi b'char, he learns it out from b'char, so the same reason that we have a special pasuk by b'char to tell me that it's lomahani, we have a special drash over here also, that it's lomahani, but typically speaking, it will be Mahani. Okay, Raya number 8. Hare hikdima truma lebikurim. Let's say, going back to probably the reason this appears in, we discussed this already, this halacha, that you're not allowed to be makdim truma lebikurim, so that's probably why this appears in this the major discussion of Yavla Mahani appears in Masechus Tumura, because it relates to a couple of things that we've discussed already, meaning some of the Rayas are, more than one of the Rayas relates to our Masechta. So, and most of the other rayas are in Zrayim, where there is no Masechta, so it's the easiest to put it here. So Harei Gdima Truma LeBikurim, when your person is Makdim Truma to Bikurim, he gives Truma before Bikurim. Dam Rachmanim Laskav Demacha Lo Sacher, like we saw yesterday, how Demacha is a reference to Truma, Laskav is a reference to Bikurim. Utznan HaMakdim Afal Pishu Belosa Say Masha Asa Asui. And the Mishnah says, even though it's a bad thing, you did a bad thing if you're Makdim Truma to Bikurim, but still, if you did it, it is effective. So there's a kasha and Rava. The Gemara stopped spelling it out already, but there's obviously a kasha and Rava. Rava said that a yavid lomahani, you're just getting punished because you violated what the Ratzon HaTorah. Yet over here it says Masha Asa Asui, that it is mahani. So Amalach Rava. Rava would respond, Shaini Yasam Damakrami Kol Maasro Seichem Tarimu. That the special Gzeres Hakasam Kol Maasro Seichem Tarimu tells me that it is mahani. Ula Abaye Mi Bayele Kedamer LeRav Papa. Abaye will already use that pasuk for what Rav Papa said, El Me'ata Afilu Gdim Bekri Nami Niftar, that even if you're Makdim Bekri, it should also work. So Amalei Alech Amakram Mikol Masro Seichem Tarimu. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. Mikol Masro Seichem Tarimu. That if you're Makdim Bekri, that it's not going to work. So Mari Isal Rabus Asakri Lahotzi Asashibalin. So, but what makes you choose to use that pasuk to tell me that it comes to be Marbed being Makdim Bekri and being Motzi and excluding a case where it's still in its stalks? So Marban Yasakri Sheshna Bechal Digun, because by the Kri it's already Bechal Digun. It's already gone through the process of the threshing and harvesting process. Motzi anias shibalin shein b'chlal digun, but shibalin themselves are totally unprocessed. Raya number 9 now. Vare almana l'kohen gadol. What about an almana l'kohen gadol? The iser of a kohen gadol marrying an almana. The Rachmana Amar, Torah says, almana u'grusha lo yikach. He's not allowed to marry an almana or a grusha. Utnan, yet we have a Mishnah, kol makom shiyesh kiddushin v'yesh avera havlad holech achar apagum, that any time there is kiddushin and there is avera, the vlad goes after the pagum, meaning that the vlad is going to be a chalal, it's not going to be a kohen. But bottom line is, you see that word we calling almana kohen gadol, we're calling it yesh kiddushin, that there is kiddushin. But if you're going to say kol nusra marchon alasav and you have a lo mahani, then there shouldn't be kiddushin over here. So why do we assume that there is kiddushin? Must be yavid mahani. It's a raya to Abaye against Rava. Answers the Gemara, no. Shaini hacha domakra lo yichalel zaro. Special pasuk it says lo yichalel zaro. And since it says that lo yichalel zaro, we learn that it's that the result of this marriage is the creation of chalalim, not the creation of mamzerim. If there is no tfisas kiddushin, the children wouldn't just be halalim, the children would be mamzerim. The fact that they're halalim tells me that there is a tfisas kiddushin. So that's how Rava is going to understand it based on that drasha. Ulabaye, and how will Abaye, what will Abaye do with that pasuk? So name akra lo yachel, my lo yichalel, echadlo ve'echadlo. So Abaye says, no, that if that, so that's all it was trying to teach me, then the pasuk should have said lo yachil, which would imply that it's only about the vlad, that the vlad himself will become a chalal. Why does it say lo yichalel with the double lamid? So it must be that it's coming to teach me a double drasha, that she herself, the woman herself, becomes a zona and is asri truma and becomes a chalala herself. That's the extra drasha of lo yichalel. We'll try to do one more. The 10th and final raya from today's daf. Let's say a person is makdish a balmum as a korban. The pasuk says you can't be makrov a balmum. And yet we see that if you're makdish a balmum l'mizbeach, it is a valid hakdasha. So tiyufta derava tiyufta and rava says it never works, that you have a lo mahani. So amalacha rava would respond, shiny asam damar kra uneda lo yiratzeh ratzu hu de lo maratzeh hamikdash kachi, that it's not going to be maratzeh, but if it is but hamikdash kachi, but it is going to be kadosh. So a special drush of the pasuk that the kedusha is chal. Ula abaye, what's abaye going to do with that? Idlo amar rachmana v'uneda lo yiratzeh havamina over mitzvah v'kosher. Now abaye, I would have thought that when you're makdash balmum, had I not had that pasuk, I would have thought that not only is the kedusha chal, but it's actually kosher carbon. You just violated something, an aveira in the Torah, by making it kadosh as a carbon, but it still is at the end of the day going to be a kosher carbon. And that's why the pasuk has to tell me that it's not even a kosher carbon. Okay, we'll have more rayas tomorrow in the sugya of Yav Mahani, Yav Lo Mahani. Oh, yeah.